USA Radio News with Jeremy Scott.
President Biden's Build Back Better plan appears to be doomed.
If I can't go home and explain it to the people of West Virginia, I can't vote for it. And I cannot vote to continue with this piece of legislation. I just can't. I've tried everything humanly possible.
Senator Joe Manchin on Fox News Sunday. Manchin has been a key holdout of the legislation worth nearly $1.9 trillion, which could only be passed by Senate Democrats via budget reconciliation. The Senate has left for Christmas break. As the House Select Committee investigating the January 6th attack on the U.S. Capitol announces subpoenas, Representative Adam Kinzinger, one of two Republicans on the committee, telling ABC's This Week that former President Trump could be subpoenaed if necessary.
When you subpoena the former president, that comes with a whole kind of, you know, circus environment. But if we get him, we'll do it.
USA Radio News.
Take some of the worry out of winter driving. No one wants to get stuck. Discover Track Grabber. Long the extreme traction secret of the U.S. Border Patrol, Track Grabber keeps law enforcement from getting stuck. The Department of Justice uses Track Grabber. So does the South Dakota Highway Patrol. And many more. Now, Track Grabber's extreme traction is available to keep you from getting stuck. Skip the stuck. Put a set in all your vehicles. Don't have your loved ones waiting for help. Track Grabber installs as easily as jumping. Cables. Be the hero this holiday. Give the gift of rescue. Track Grabber Extreme Traction is lightweight, easy to use and store, safe and very effective. Get all the details at TrackGrabber.com. That's TrackGrabber.com. Use promo code ROCKSTAR for 20% off your full order. Go now. Supplies are limited. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR. Be a hero. Give the gift of rescue. TrackGrabber.com. Promo code ROCKSTAR.
Officials taking a more serious tone with smash-and-grab burglaries in the Bay Area.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi on Wednesday finally denounced rampant smash-and-grab looting as absolutely outrageous, but she stopped short of endorsing Mayor Breed's plan to increase policing and review zero-bail policies. Police Chief William Scott says they need to consistently do their jobs.
You know, we've had some challenges, and we have to step up some of our game, if you will, and we need to be consistent in doing that. And I know our officers will do it. They've asked for the infrastructure that the mayor will make happen in this declaration, this emergency declaration.
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau. Hi, Brad Bernards.
Former Senator from Georgia, Republican Johnny Isaacson, dying Sunday at the age of 76. The Isaacson Initiative announcing today. He passed overnight. The former Georgia lawmaker served in both the House and Senate. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Maybe this is you too. A lot of people do not like their health plan right now, but great news, you're not stuck with it. There's another choice called MediShare, and it's a great option if you're self-employed or changing jobs or part of the gig economy. The typical family saves $500 a month with MediShare, and the customer satisfaction rate is double that of typical health insurance. Find out more, including how much you'll save. Just call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE.
A federal appeals court late Friday in a split decision ruled that the Biden administration's vaccine mandate for private employers of companies exceeding 100 people can take effect. This decision dissolves the stay entered by the 5th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals last month on the nationwide mandate, affecting some 84 million workers. It's unclear after this latest ruling when the requirement will be in effect. Full slate of games in the NFL today, including the Saints at the Buccaneers on Sunday Night Football. The league has implemented new COVID requirements. Tim Berg from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau reports.
The National Football League is changing its COVID-19 health and safety protocols. Under the new guidelines outlined in a memo Saturday, fully vaccinated asymptomatic individuals will no longer be subject to weekly testing. However, unvaccinated players will still have to undergo daily testing. The league's memo also said high-risk players can opt out of the rest of the season and added there will be more flexibility for players to attend meetings virtually. This comes after the league rescheduled several weekend games.
It was a busy Saturday for SpaceX, launching 52 Starlink satellites from California in the morning and a Turkish communications satellite from Florida later in the day. The launches aboard two Falcon 9 rockets mark a company record 29th and 30th flights of the year. For USA Radio News, I'm Jeremy Scott.